This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
I feel like I'm playing house.
Yeah, and we are.
I love that both of us have such parallel lives. Mm-hmm. I'll give a few examples off the top of my head. We both got our entire lives changed slash start with Steven Spielberg.
Right.
You did Penny Marshall's first movie.
Yeah.
I did Penny Marshall's last movie.
Wow.
We both have been married 3 times. Which, by the way, sidebar, when I had to show up on the set of Boys on the Side and tell you I got married over the weekend, I was talk about shame. I was like, yeah, no, I wasn't really talking about this guy last week, but I'm married to him now. So happy Monday. And say, yeah, I was embarrassed because I care about what you think.
You remember that I'd done it also pretty much the same way. Hey, yes, I'm here. Yeah, no, I did get married. Yeah, what's his name? Wait a minute, I know it. But let's finish what you're talking about and then we'll get to what his name is, yeah.
It's a real how was your weekend moment.
It is.
And it was films and experiences like Boys on the Side that they were so, you called me, that was a miracle. Thank you for asking me to be a part of that extraordinary movie.
It was wild, wasn't it? We had something just a little bit different, I think. Whether it was my brother driving us wherever we were trying to get to, or, you know, just behaving a little wildly and having a blast and knowing we had each other's backs.
The thing that also is so important, and you are someone who really instilled this in me, which was that you can be as wild, rebellious, have a past, you know, get married over a weekend, whatever it is, but the kindness, the goodness, mm-hmm. That is the consistent through line. And living a life where you get to be yourself and you get to do your thing and figure your stuff out, but you're so good to people. That's who I've followed. That's who I've learned from. And you are the living example of that. And that film, I associate you with dry skin. I know this is such a weird thing, but because I had really dry skin and you heard me, and the next day you came in with a tub of shea butter. You are the best listener. And I was like, she heard me say I have dry skin and she delivered shea butter. Every time I moisturize, I think of you. We both started out in acting and comedy,
yeah,
and have now found ourselves in the daytime space.
Yes. Yes. Listen, I got very, very lucky because I got into some trouble where I pissed off a politician, and then I lost everything, really. I lost my ability to make a living. I lost any kind of, you know, things that I had going on that, you know, would bring money. And so I didn't work for 5 years. And Barbara Walters, God bless her, said, I need another person. Would you ever consider? And I was like, yes, because I'd gone through all my savings, you know, taking care of your family, you go through everything, everything is sitting on you. And so I went through everything and she gave me a job, which has lasted 10 years now, which, you know, I'm really grateful for.
When you find yourself in your next chapter, sometimes it's something that you didn't anticipate. But I still feel like there was probably a lot of work behind it that generated the karmic moment of that opportunity, like when Barbara Walters called you, mm-hmm. and this woman, Elaine Bower Brooks at CBS, called me.
Right.
But we've been in film and television for so many years and watched it and loved it and been a part of it. I've always been on television. I've always done movies. Like, it's,
yeah,
maybe it was a perfect fit for both of us.
I think so. Listen, I think the fact that we're working, because we're both workaholics, you know, you always have to have a gig. We're not ones to sit back and say, well, you know, I've done it all.
You're a moderator and you're watering the garden of these other women. Do you feel like that everybody needs equal water and light and tending to in order to have that garden thrive?
Well, I believe that you always in a garden have to have variety. And so you must make sure that variety can thrive there. Now, there's some things I will never eat. Like, I'm never gonna eat a radish, but I like to make sure they're in the garden. I like to make sure they're there. I like my corn. I like some broccoli. But, you know, I don't like artichokes, but I got friends who do, so I always make sure they're in the garden as well. So for me, the garden is life, really. That's what you need in your life. You can't just have the same thing in your garden because it's requiring that you pay attention to stuff that has nothing to do with what you're really interested in. But in order to be part of the real conversation of the world, you've got to be paying attention. You've got to be awake.
But I'm wondering how I, as a singular individual, can help represent those different viewpoints, accept them, have them on the show, so that if people ever tune into this, because I'll never assume they will, I'll just be happy if they do, that they will feel welcomed there.
Listening is everything, because if you make it, if you give people the ability to say what they need to say or what they want to say and just listen to them, it allows them to relax. And whether it is a viewpoint that you agree with, if they feel unattacked, you know, if they feel not like you're judging, you're just listening. You and the people you've brought with you are listening. And sometimes you'll want to say, are you out of your freaking mind? But you don't.
Those important, meaningful, complex conversations is more vital and more necessary than ever. Yeah. And making people feel heard and respected for their differences. I feel like from there, maybe we could get somewhere. And maybe that's idealistic and naive, but I have never approached anything in life not believing that. It's my core belief. In fact, Frankie, my daughter, who's six, we were in the bath, or she was in the bath, I was sitting there, and she said, why are we here? And I said, do you mean like right here in this bathroom right now? Or, you know, and she was like, no, why are we alive? And I said, oh, like you want to know the meaning of life? And she was like, yes. And I was, okay. And I, in a very spiritual, interesting kind of way, there was only one answer that came to me and nothing could get in its way. Nothing else came. And it was, we're here to take care of each other. I have no other answer. Nothing will come. This is so strong that it's not allowing anything else to come in. So I think I want to take that with me in this.
Yeah. Well, don't forget you have to include this other piece to that. We're here to take care of each other and ourselves and have as good a time as we can. Because children must be allowed to be children.
Do you think this job helped make you feel more like a grown-up?
Well, it certainly helped people treat me more like a grown-up. That's what it did. Because suddenly they were like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And I was like, well, actually, neither had I. But, you know, this is what came out of my mouth. So you have a lot of hats. You are the, if you think about it, like in the old days, you are the weather person. You are the news anchor. You are the special events person. You've got to do all of those things. You have to bring all of that in this 43-minute segment. So you have to have as much fun as you possibly can with this show, because the reason people are going to watch it is for you. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know who's talking to you this day. You're going to have a great time. I'm telling you, just, you know, pace yourself, but you'll be fine.
I am so happy to have had this excuse to check in with you and say hello and tell you how much I love you. And I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, I love you, kiddo.
I love you more.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.